Shiv Perek of Shabbos, Mishnah Aleph. We are now going back to Halachas of Hoytzo'o, which really the Masechta started with. We mentioned before you're not allowed to carry in Shabbos. Not only are you not allowed to carry, but your animal also not allowed to carry. We know that it's a Atatinuch of Yitech Azach on Motor and Techon, it's a Sister of Shvitas Behemta, which means that your animal is not allowed to do Halachas for you. So, the question is, if you want to walk your animal and have some type of leash on it, so when is permitted and when is not permitted? The general rule is that the basic leash, which is needed to just keep it from running away, is permitted. If something which is not so necessary and you have an extra leash, and we look at it, it's just like it's carrying extra load, which is not necessary, and therefore it is prohibited, that's considered having your animal carry something which is around you. So the idea behind it is not that they were matir carrying. The idea behind it is, do we define this thing that is connected to it as a load, or do we define it as something which is part of the one takes care of his animal? So the nether hemiyotis, the hemiyotis, what kind of thing could be on the animal and you're allowed to walk after, which is around with it, and what do you not? Yotis only after. A camel goes out with this rope around its neck, and the okay, some type of female, a camel that runs quickly, the chatum, that's a nose ring, lose the kids, is some strong donkey from the town called Lud, yeah, and that could go out with a prumbia, it's some type of metal rein, suz bashir, horse to go without some type of ring they used to put around his neck, which had out of the ring around his neck, there's a ring attached to it, which the rope that you would pull it by was connected to. Chol bali shir, yitzim b'shir, nimshachim b'shir, all those animals that normally have this ring around the neck, you could take them out with that around their neck, and you could also pull them by that leash that's attached to that ring. Umazim aleim v'tovim b'mkoyimim. And when they became tummy mates, you have to sprinkle the waters of the paraduma. You could sprinkle it while it's still on the neck of the animal. And also, you don't have to take it off when you want to be tabled. You could just be tabled the whole animal with that thing around its neck. And it will become tar, since it's not very tight around the neck.